UW-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin collected the polling data in light of the California Supreme Court's recent decision to allow gay marriage. Franklin's data goes back to 1985, which is the first time he found any record in a University of Connecticut database of any pollster asking the public whether they support same-sex marriage. Back then, only 11% of those polled supported it. On average, polls showed that support was up to 40% by 2006. And yet, time after time, voters have amended their state constitutions to define marriage as between a man and a woman. Franklin says that's not surprising, given that on average, it still reflects the majority opinion in the U.S.
The other side, of course, is it's one thing to say, where's the opinion? It's another to say, where's the activist opinion? Who is really mobilized by this issue? And I think so far, the evidence is that it's voters who are more opposed to gay marriage are also more likely to participate and vote and oppose gay marriage and support referenda that prevent it.
Break down the numbers even further, Franklin says, and you find that support for gay marriage goes way up among young voters.
Voters under 30 very consistently are much more supportive of gay marriage than older voters. And so if nothing else, just population replacement is going to move us more and more in that direction.
Which is why Franklin says that unless there's a major change in trends among young people in America, the writing is on the wall for this issue. Support among all voters for gay marriage will continue to go up. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.